So we've been looking back a little bit on some of the different things we've done. It's not necessarily our most popular stuff. It's just the stuff that we tended to enjoy, I guess. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know the old couple was something we did for a while that got very good response on it. And it's an old woman and an old man, played by Chris and I. And you basically just enjoy the nonsense that unravels when they call. I know it's not the most realistic thing in the world.
No.
It's just a little bit odd. And that's more what we go for. Stooks in the Morning, what's up?
Yes, hello. I heard you talking this morning about the marijuana cigarettes.
What?
Yes, you were saying something about smoking it through a butt dart and...
Oh, no. That was an email I got from someone on MySpace. And their MySpace name was Butt Dart. And we were saying someone must have been messed up when they wrote that email.
Well, I think when you're talking about the Indian hemp, you need to watch out what you're saying, because young children may be listening, and you don't want them to go around with a gunny sack and smoking the hookahs and the hubbly bubbly.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah, you're right.
And me and my son Harold, we grew up in a different time, so, you know, if we were poking in the afternoon, then there was the peace weed, then, you know, we just didn't have right, Harold, didn't we?
Yeah. I've got a turtle head poking out. What do you think about that?
Oh, my God. Well, that's pretty frightening.
Harold, you need to, Harold, have you been eating your bran muffins? Because if you eat your bran muffins, then that wouldn't be the
bran muffins. No, bran muffins, you shove it.
Okay, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, I just don't think when you're the Poca Lolo and the Phillies Blunt, when you're talking about these things, sometimes the children may be listening and you might be giving them bad advice.
No, we're not in any way advocating that kids have anything to do with it. No, we're not saying that at all.
No, you said that what the children should do is they should steamboat and make sure that they don't throw away any of the sticks, you know, and the Tijuana, and when you're talking, you got to make sure that you don't go into Alice B. Toklas and...
What?
How are you talking about?
I can't even follow.
And if you're smoking an amp joint, didn't he say something about smoking an amp joint, Harold? Did he say something about that?
We are Flintstones kids.
Did you have your medication this morning?
I don't know who you are.
What the hell is going on? Are you still there?
Yes, and when you're smoking a doobie, you have to make sure that it's wrapped really nice and...
I'm sorry, but you're getting way too specific on things. You're yelling at us about this, and you're saying slang and stuff that we haven't even heard before.
Pardon me?
I'm saying you're telling us that we shouldn't... you know, talk about this stuff at all, and here you are with all these different, you know, euphemisms and whatnot.
I'm just saying that when you get your hands on some Kentucky Blue, you can't turn it down. It's not a way to get your hands on some Kentucky Blue.
Kentucky Blue is my favorite airline. Yes.
No, Harold, you're wrong. Did you have the green pill? Did you have your green pill?
I don't want to go to the Matrix.
I'm sorry, but him and I...
Hello? Okay, we did that old couple bit about 50 times, and that was easily the most frightening of all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know why I let you pick that out. By the way, I do not know that much lingo. I do not know that much lingo. There was one time she called in, she was on a... Wasn't she on, like, crank or something?
Something messed up.
We just, it was, like, pot slang, and then she just read off a list, basically.
Yep.
And then I don't know what he was doing. Besides just being generally frightening.
Right.
Yeah.